Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday morning. First Wednesday of spring. It is March 22nd, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour. 42 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Well, I do want to remind everybody that I will not be on tomorrow. But I will be back on Friday with Bob Welsh, and we're going to have a lot of fun with the big prediction, or I guess looking back on the prediction, did spring come early? Or did we have six more weeks of winter? And we'll do trivia on Friday as well, so you won't want to miss that. Stores that are or were in Marion, Ohio is where we are here. Go ahead, caller.
Fosno and Sons Movers on Oak Street there?
Not Fosno and Sons Movers. Our question here this morning, we still have seven answers left, or six. I think we're down to six. We got the Center Street Market. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Let's see here. Now, Linda, who's out there listening, sent me an email. She hasn't heard all the guesses, but she's wondering if it's Montgomery Ward or the Learner's Shop or the Marion Convention and Visitors Bureau. None of those, but all good guesses. And that's what makes this an interesting category, is there could be a lot of answers. But Linda, with this email, guessing Montgomery Ward, the Learner's Shop, or the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Now, I will tell you, it's not Montgomery Ward or the Learner's Shop, but there are, I'm going to say, three answers on here that would fall kind of in those categories of what Montgomery Ward was. You know, bigger places downtown, I guess is what I should say. If I look at these, there's one that is still open. There's one that was down there for a long time. There are three that were big stores downtown, space-wise and business-wise. And then there's one restaurant. Let's put it that way. I'll give you that. So there are three bigger stores that were downtown. Then there's one restaurant, one business that's still there, and one that was there for quite a while. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I wanted to get verification here. How about on Delaware Avenue? How far south are you going to go there pertaining to downtown?
Well, honestly, with the businesses I have here, probably pretty much down to Church Street.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I said something about yesterday about the churches. I got misled. I thought about old buildings and the this and that, and I said churches. There's about every corner downtown Marion, you know, and that they aren't businesses, so I have to excuse myself about saying that, but there was a golf course, if you went a little further city limits, you know, Maridel Golf Course is almost downtown, per se, because it's just right down there from Harding Memorial. We used to run from Harding High School and go over there and run cross country up and down that. That was a golf business, and that kind of went by the wayside, you know. A golf course was disappearing and stuff, but Yeah. Okay, Scott. Thanks.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, these three of these are no longer downtown, but they were all big businesses. Big stores. And then one of them is a restaurant that used to be downtown. One is a business that's still down there, still open. And the other is a business that's been down there for a long time. Well, was down there for a long time. And I'll tell you this, they still have other locations in Marion. Just not one downtown anymore that I'm aware of. So businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. And there's some big hints for you. A restaurant, three big stores, a business that's still there. Go ahead, caller.
I can't remember. Was Sears downtown?
Sears was downtown. I couldn't believe it took long to get that one. I thought, boy, that'd be one of the early ones.
And I thought Montgomery Ward should be on there for sure because it was right down there across from Murphy's.
Yeah, not Montgomery Ward, but Sears definitely on the list.
Okay, what about Moore's Hardware?
Not Moore's. All right, yes, yeah, Sears. I thought we would get Sears right off the bat. Because when Sears moved from downtown to the mall, that was a very, very, very big event. And Sears, of course, was in Marion until the last 10 years, but nobody guessed Sears being downtown. But yes, that was one of the businesses on our list here. So now we're down to five. We've still got the restaurant that nobody has guessed that was downtown. Still two more big stores that were downtown. Sears was one of the big stores. Still two more of the big stores. Used to advertise a lot. Just big, big stores. And then one business that's still down there to this day. And then another business, which is no longer downtown, but it has other spots still in Marion. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Rice Hardware?
Not Rice Hardware. Not Rice Hardware. Two stores, big stores, that were in downtown Marion. One restaurant that was down there. One business that's still there. Nobody's guessed. And one business that has moved out of downtown Marion, but has other locations in Marion. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, is any of them pertaining to automobile business at all?
No automobile business.
Okay, thanks.
No automobile businesses in this particular category. So we've got big stores, two big stores. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Did we already say Isley's that was downtown?
Yep, we got Isley's.
Okay.
We've already got Isley's. The other restaurant, we do not have yet. That was downtown. One restaurant, two big stores, one business that's still down there, and one business that has moved out of downtown, but has other locations in Marion. So those are the hints on the final five. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Has anybody said the warehouse?
No, that is our restaurant, the warehouse. You got it.
Okay.
Thanks. Yes, the old warehouse was the restaurant that we were looking for. So now we've got the warehouse. We've got the restaurant. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, has anybody mentioned National City Bank or PNC?
Nope, that's the one that still has other locations in town, PNC.
All right.
You got it.
My mom retired from there.
Oh, really? Did she work downtown?
Yep, she worked there and the one on the west end that caught fire.
How long has that? It's only been gone, what, maybe 10, 15 years downtown?
Yeah, something like that. It was National City Bank, then it went to Bank Ohio, then it went to National City Bank, and then it went to PNC.
That's another one I thought, boy, this has taken a long time to get this one. We still have branches of these.
Yep, we sure do. All right, thanks, Scott.
Thanks, bye-bye. Now Ryan's in our competition. Now we got Judy, Trish, Mary, Ted, Carol, and Ryan. Yes, PNC Bank. Still have locations of PNC Bank here in Marion, but there was a big location downtown. So now we've knocked two of them out. The restaurant we were looking for was the warehouse. We got that one. The business that has moved out of downtown but has other locations, that was PNC Bank. So now we still have the one business that is still downtown. And we have two, they were big businesses downtown. Big stores. What were they? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, is the banks all taken care of?
Yep, that cleared up the banks.
Marion County wasn't in on there, right there on the corner. That was an old-time bank there in downtown Marion. Okay, Scott.
Thanks. Yep, we've now cleared up all of the banks. The banks are all off the list now. All right, businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. Two big stores left, and one business that is still down there. Those are the three that we still have. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, KFC used to be where Tubby's is.
We got all the restaurants. The warehouse was the last restaurant. Yep, warehouse was the last restaurant. We've got all the restaurants now. Now we're just looking for two big stores that were downtown and one thing that is still downtown. Boy, the one thing that is still downtown, this is taking a long time to come by. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Shaw.
Hey, Chip. How's it going?
Good.
You listening this morning?
Yeah. You hold that. President John, get with it.
What's that?
President John, go to jail.
Who went? Oh, President Trump. Did it just happen?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been in the news right now?
Yeah.
Oh, so, Well, what do you make of that, Chip?
Look at him in trouble.
Yeah, unfortunately. So what channel are you watching?
We don't watch the news, no nothing.
So you're just listening to us this morning?
Yeah.
How's your leg healing up?
My shoulder.
Oh, your shoulder. That's right, your shoulder. I thought it was your leg. Your shoulder.
Good.
Are you back to work yet?
No.
Oh. Are you looking forward to going back to work?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Now, do you remember any of these businesses that were downtown?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called in, Chip. Thanks for calling.
Let me tell you good news, Tom.
Oh, good news. Give it to me.
Let me get married May 19th.
You're getting married on May the 19th? Who are you marrying?
My fiance.
Your fiance. What's her name?
L-I-N-D-A.
Linda.
Yeah.
Well, you're marrying Linda on May the 19th. Well, where's this going to happen at?
No, yet.
Well, keep us updated so we can all come to the wedding.
Okay.
Going to be a big wedding?
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, Chip.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, Chip's going to get married. Well, there's breaking news on the program this morning. All right. May 19th. Keep the date open. Big wedding. All right. For our friend Chip, who you can see when his shoulder is healed at the Kroger store on the south side of town. Okay, well, three businesses left here in downtown Marion. Two of them were big stores, and one of them is still in downtown Marion. Two big stores, and one of them still in downtown Marion. What are they? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are these two big businesses that were in downtown Marion and this one business that is still in downtown Marion? Those are the three answers that we have left. 740-751-4038, and about 29 minutes left to go here. Now, we got PNC Bank, we got Center Street Market, we got Sears, we got the warehouse, so now we're down to three. Two big stores that were in downtown Marion and one business that is still down there. Now think of downtown Marion and think of what is still down there. And then think back to years ago and two of the big stores that were in downtown Marion. Does anybody know what they are? The final three answers here in a long category. 740-751-4038. Who has the final three here? Judy, Trish, Mary, Ted, and Carol, and Ryan, all in the competition here today so far. All right. Well, we've named a lot. Palace, Isley's, Harding Hotel, Kiefer's, Cafe George, Kagan Vine, Sears, Henny and Cooper, Sutton and Leitner, Snow's Racket Store, Buckeye Lane, Center Street Market, Attaboy's, Taste of Memphis, Byrie's, PNC, Frank Brothers, Ohio Health, Warehouse, Topped. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Has Napa been mentioned?
No Napa on the list.
Okay.
No Napa on the list here today. Topped, Murphy's, JCPenney, YMCA, Cigar Store, CATV, Euler's, Faye Bank, Mays, Turoff's, the State Theater, the Grand Opera House. What are the three that's left? Go ahead, caller.
Main Street Reimagined, that little antique place.
What's that?
That little antique place there in South Main.
No antique place. Okay. No antique place. All right. 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about Carol's?
No Carol's Jewelers.
Okie doke.
All right. No Carol's Jewelers. Boy, oh boy, what are these final answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Very interesting stuff here. Let's see. Three left to go. Two that are big stores. Well, let's see what we got.
Go ahead, caller.
Would there be any left there wearing apparel?
What's that?
Wearing apparel, is that any of them?
No.
Any clothing?
Oh, you know what? One did sell clothing, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Okay. I believe one of these places did sell clothing. I think. All right. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. What do we have coming down the pike? 740-751-4038. Three businesses left that were in downtown Marion. Let's see. Well, as I say, two were big stores, and one is still down there. Two were big stores, and one is still down there. What are these places? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If we only knew. All righty. Are we gonna get an answer? Two big stores that were in downtown Marion, and one that is still down there. One place that is still down there. And I do believe one of these places did sell clothes. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Alrighty. Who's got the answers? I don't know. Does anybody have them this morning? You know, it's always tough when we get down to the last two or three here to get the correct answers. We've gotten a lot of them. I don't know how many we started with, but quite a few. Go ahead, caller.
Somebody mentioned Depot Sales. Was that downtown at one time?
Not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware of.
I thought I heard that the other day, and I knew I didn't think it was downtown. Okay, Scott.
Okay.
No Depot Sales on the list here today. Two big stores. I'll tell you, one of these stores still has other locations in town. One of these stores is not completely out of business at this point. So how about that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Yes, one of these stores is... Well, one of these stores is still in Marion, let me put it that way. They have other locations, kind of like the PNC Bank. But they were once downtown. The other store, the other big store, is completely out of business. Now, that was the store that I believe had apparel, had clothing. And then we have the business that is still in business in downtown Marion. Does anybody know what these three businesses are? There's some hints for you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Let's see if anybody's got him here. Go ahead, caller.
Southern Accent Boutique that was in Charleston Place.
Nope. No Southern Accents Boutique on the list here today. One of these places is still in Marion. It's just no longer downtown. Big store. One of these places, I do believe, sold clothing. I think. But it was a big store in downtown Marion. And then the other one is a business that is still in downtown Marion. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a one-name business or two names or something like that? Or
all of these are one name.
One name? Okay.
All of these businesses that are left are all just one-name businesses. You would know them by one name. Now remember, one of the big stores has left downtown Marion, but they still have other locations in town. Then the other store, the other big store, is out of business, but I believe they sold clothing. But they were a big store in the heyday of downtown Marion. Then we have the business that is still in business in downtown Marion. This is a big, well, you would definitely see it if you went downtown Marion. This other business, does anybody know what these are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are these final three downtown Marion businesses? When it gets down to the nitty-gritty like this, it gets difficult. Three downtown businesses that we have not named. A big history lesson here. They're all known by one name. They're all one-name businesses. One is still down there, and the other two were stores. One of these stores is still in Marion. It just has other locations, not in downtown Marion. Then the other one was one of the bigger stores that used to be in downtown Marion. So does anybody know the answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who is going to come up with the answers here? Save our bacon today. With 17 minutes left to go. As I've said, when we get down to the final few answers, that's always when it gets more difficult. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. What are these three places? Go ahead, caller.
Is this building still in the same building as it's always been for years?
Well, this building, you know what? They moved down there not too long ago. I bet they've moved downtown within the last 10 years.
It wasn't an old-time downtown business to start with, then.
No, it just moved down there about in the last 10 years.
Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, the business that's still in downtown Marion probably has moved down there within the last 10 years. It was not one of the older businesses. Now, the two businesses that we're looking for that are no longer in downtown Marion, Now, they were big stores. One of these stores is still in Marion, just in a different location, couple different locations. And then the other one, I think, primarily dealt in clothing in downtown Marion. Matter of fact, I think they even used to have fashion shows at this particular store in downtown Marion. Now, that's one of the old businesses from downtown Marion. Does anybody know what these three businesses are? 740-751-4038. Is anybody going to take a trip, drive through downtown Marion? Try to figure out what these last three are? Well, the one you would still see down there. And as I said, it's moved down there probably in the last 10 years. It's probably one of the more prominent businesses in downtown Marion right now. The other two are gone, but one of them is still in Marion. Does anybody know what that one is? The one that is still in downtown Marion. The business that's still in downtown Marion. Then we have the big store that used to be in downtown Marion, but they've moved outside of downtown Marion and have other locations in town. Then we have the business that was a big deal in downtown Marion, and I think they dealt primarily in clothes. Go ahead, caller.
Would Rockies be considered downtown?
Not Rockies. No, these would be bigger than Rockies. All three of these businesses would be bigger than Rockies. Bigger buildings, bigger businesses. Does anybody know what they are? 47 minutes past the hour here. 13 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. You know, as I say, once we get down to the nitty-gritty, it gets tough. All three of these businesses are pretty well known. This department store that's out of business was very well known in its day. The business that's still in Marion, that used to be in downtown Marion, it's very well known. Matter of fact, I bet a lot of you listening have shopped there in recent times. And then the business that's still in downtown Marion is in one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion. So there's some more hints to try to help you out here. 48 minutes past the hour. Businesses that are or were in downtown Marion. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. I have been listed all morning. I've been busy. Has anyone said Carol's?
Nope, not Carol's.
Okay.
Good guess. Not Carol's. Three businesses left on the list here with about 11 minutes left to go. One of these businesses was a big business in downtown Marion. It, I guess we'd probably call it a department store nowadays. They dealt with a lot of clothing. They used to have fashion shows. Alrighty here. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be anything to do with real estate or attorneys?
No real estate, no attorneys.
Okay.
No real estate, no attorneys. Like I say, one of these businesses, of the three that are left, was in downtown Marion. It would be considered a big department store. I think they dealt primarily in clothes. They used to have fashion shows. and clearly they're no longer there. The other business was a big department store. Now, they are still in Marion, but they're not downtown. A matter of fact, you have probably been in one of their locations in recent times. Then the other one, the one that's still downtown, is probably in one of the biggest buildings downtown. Go ahead, caller.
How about Sutton and Leitner?
Not Sutton and Leitner, but this one's very close to Sutton and Leitner.
Okay. All right.
Keep thinking. Not Sutton and Leitner, but this store that was a department store would have been of that era, had fashion shows, kind of a Sutton and Leitner type of a store. Go ahead, caller.
Elder Bierman?
Not Elder Bierman. Not Elder Bierman. Now, does anybody know of the one that used to be downtown that's still here in Marion? Just has different locations? This was a big business downtown, still here in Marion, just moved to different locations. They still have different locations in Marion, and I bet you've been in one of these stores in recent times. Then the other business is still in downtown Marion, probably in one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion. Well, no doubt about it, it's in one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion. Then the original one of the three was kind of a Sutton and Leitner type of store. It would have been from that era, 40s, 50s, maybe 60s. I know they had a lot of fashion shows there. It was primarily, I think, dealing in clothing. But I'm pretty sure they sold other things. Does anybody know what these businesses are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what these three businesses are? Only about 8 minutes left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
Would one of these big buildings be the one previous to you having a radio station in there?
You know what? I don't know if it was in that building or not. It's possible.
Well, the two big buildings there, one that you had your radio station in and the one across the street, either of the one of those?
Yes. The one that's still there is in one of those buildings.
Okay, there was an exercise place down there in the bottom of one of those buildings.
Oh, you know what? It was not the place across from where we used to be. I think it was up one block.
Okay.
Not down there where we used to be. We were in the old Ohio Health building. Not in that building, but it was down in that area. Or is down in that area. Go ahead, caller.
Somebody at the office said Hessler's.
Not Hessler's, but a good guess. Nope. Not Hessler's, but not a bad guess. Three left to go here, and I've given a lot of hints here. The business that's still down there is in one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion. Still there. The other one still has locations in Marion. It's just not downtown. It has other locations in Marion. There's just not a downtown location anymore. That was a big store. And then the other one was also a big store at one point in its day. But it was kind of like a Sutton and Leitner, kind of like a Montgomery Ward type of a store. I think they dealt primarily in clothes. I know they had fashion shows there. I've seen pictures of this store. It was a big, nice store. Does anybody know what these three are? 740-751-4038. You know, the two on here that are kind of funny, I figured the older one might be difficult. But the one that's still down there, I did not think would be this difficult. It's in one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion. And then the other one, which has other locations still in Marion. Think of things that are still in Marion that were once downtown. Go ahead, caller.
Carol keeps saying Euler's all the time.
Not Euler's, but that place is very, it's that type of a store. A Euler's, a Montgomery Ward, a Sutton and Leitner type of place.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Not, it's that type of place. That older business. But the other two are still in business here in Marion. Now, one is no longer downtown, but it's got branches in other parts of Marion. There are a couple other locations that are no longer downtown, but it's still in Marion. And then the business that I'm talking about that's still in downtown Marion is in one of the biggest businesses or biggest buildings in downtown Marion. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. Now, the old clothing shop, you know, this would have been back to the 40s, 50s, and 60s, but they used to have radio shows in there. It was, had a lot of clothing. I know they did fashion shows. What was that shop? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answers? Three left to go. Three businesses left to go and 3 minutes left to go. Now, don't forget, Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on when I go off the air today, 10:15 until 12 noon. Adam the Computer Guy, 12 until 1. I will not be on tomorrow, but I will be back on Friday from 8 a.m. till 1 p.m. with Bob Welsh and a lot of trivia. Go ahead, caller.
How about Frank Brothers?
Not Frank Brothers, but right there in that same area.
Okay, thanks.
Not Frank Brothers, but right there in that same type of vein of store. The other one is still a big, big deal in Marion. Used to be downtown. I think started downtown. Now has other locations in Marion. But a big deal. And the building, the business that's still down there is in one of the biggest buildings in downtown Marion. Again, won't be on tomorrow, but I will be back on Friday. 8 a.m. until 1 in the afternoon, lots of trivia. Bob Welsh, a whole lot of fun. And Linda Sims, 10:15 to 12 noon when I get off the air today. And Adam the Computer Guy, 12 to 1. And if you've won a prize, you can pick it up from Linda today, 10 to 12, or 10 to 12 tomorrow at the studio. Still about a minute left to go here. 740-751-4038. What are these three downtown businesses that we have not named yet? Wow. These are long-standing holdouts, I guess. 740-751-4038. Go ahead.
Hey, has it got the name of the business on the window?
I don't know if it does. I think it does.
Okay, I'll have to go read all the windows.
Look for the big buildings. Look for the big buildings downtown. It's definitely one of the bigger buildings in downtown Marion. All right. Well, it looks like we're bringing this program to a close. As I say, I won't be on tomorrow, but I'll be back on Friday, 8 a.m. till 1 in the afternoon. Linda Sims coming up next, 10:15 to 12 noon. Drive around downtown Marion. Scott Spears heading for the dugout. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today, and welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better